Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, Rotatoes. It's me, Jasper William Cartwright, and I just wanted to start off by saying a huge thank you. I was looking back through my emails, and it has been nearly a year since I first emailed Zach to say, "Hey, shall we bring the Rotating Heroes podcast back? Would you be down?" And it has been such an overwhelmingly amazing year, generally. For me, getting to be on Dimension 20 and all of the other things that are happening. But also just, you know, getting to work with Zach has been unbelievable. All the lead up to launching the show, relaunching the show, then launching the show, then launching the public feed, all of that kind of stuff. And it's just been absolutely wonderful. I've loved every single second of it. And I want to say a huge thank you to you for being here, for listening to the show, for supporting the show. I'm so glad to be bringing these older arcs back and on this public feed because I think they are genuinely brilliant. I think Zach's storytelling is marvelous, and I can only hope that I live up to a fraction of what he's able to do with these the later arcs. And I just wanted to say thank you so much because genuinely, you know, you guys are turning up, you're listening to the show, you're sharing it, you're getting excited about it, and it means everything to us. So thank you so much. Obviously, if you do want to get more of the show, you can check it out on patreon.com/rotatingheroespod. Or if you do want to support the show but maybe you can't jump on the Patreon right now, we completely understand. The best way you could help us, just click subscribe on whatever podcasting app you're using. That way you'll get all the new episodes straight away, and it helps Google and Spotify and whoever it is, whatever podcasting app you use, to suggest our show and say, "Hey, you should check out the Rotating Heroes pod." It makes a huge difference, along with, you know, maybe a cheeky 5-star review if you have the time, because we love doing this and we want to continue to do it, and the public feed is a big part of this. You guys are a huge part and helping the show so much, so thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for supporting the show. You're amazing. And yeah, I will catch you very, very soon. I will stop rambling and we can get on with episode 2, part 2 of Arc 5. Take it away, Past Zach.
Do I smell anything edible in the big pile of stuff they seem excited about?
Roll a luck check.
That's a 21.
Yeah, it looks like they have some food in here. Like they on this little fire, they are cooking some kind of bird.
Okay. So immediately Gray is like, okay, they're excited because there's a bird.
How?
You can't eat any of that yellow stuff. I'm like, why are they excited?
Neatly stacked cylindrical yellow things.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
How big are they?
They're small. They're like probably, a wolf is probably the same height as them on two legs. You know what I mean? Like, they're like, they're like gnomish size. Uh-huh. They're considered a small humanoid.
Would a wolf scare them?
They're armed. And they're like kind of backed up in a corner, but yeah.
I can give you the help action and intimidation check if you want to make that happen.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do you want to let me know what you want to do?
I would like to try and scare the shit out of these little fuckers.
Okay, cool. Make an intimidating check with advantage.
12.
I think I'm going to say 12 was not that high. How are you trying to intimidate them?
What? Coming in. Like how, like when you first see Sirius Black as a dog, like slowly walking in, like.
You hear. They all turn around and look. They're scared of you, but they're not running from you. They pull their weapons. Let's roll initiative.
No! 14.
4.
12.
Then I'm going to roll for Miko. Great. As this happens, these dinky little kobolds look up, snarl at you, pull out their little blades. They have little like sharp daggers with them. As they look up at you guys, Harland, you are going to act first. As you see five kobolds pop up from the fire that they were looking at, just like staring at my ready to fight.
I want to just sort of lunge at them. I don't want to kill them. I just want them to go away.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe we should kill them so more people don't come back.
Are they advancing, or would you say they are menacing? Are they readying for us to charge, or are they advancing?
I think it's not their turn yet, but they will advance.
There's no retreat in sight.
It doesn't seem like they're going to run. This is more like about protecting whatever these gold cylinders, these cylindrical, marked golden things are, whatever they are, these huge stacks of them.
Yeah.
There's like a greed in their eyes. You recognize like when someone is
from
like
the,
a kill
the horrible
that's
man.
Very similar. Yeah.
There is a similar energy, but you even like people in your pack who are like probably taking too much food.
Yes. Now, I've got this new Blaine, and is the fire, are there logs in there?
It's like a small fire, like there's like some sticks and stuff, but it's not like a roaring brazier or, you know.
Okay.
Like it almost looks like they like broke off shit in this pyramid that was like old, ornate stuff and made of fire.
Ancient artifacts.
Yeah, like they're like burning tapestries.
Okay, I'm gonna attack one of them.
Cool. There's definitely one within distance to attack.
Okay, I'm gonna do that.
Cool.
And pack tactic?
I will say for this first one, it is not within 5 feet.
Okay.
Of an ally.
If you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
You could close distance, ready in action to attack when I close distance, and you would get pack tactics on your reaction.
Yeah,
I'll do that.
Yeah, cool. So Harlan stalks up to the front kobold, who's like
kind
of shaking with their dagger, but like would kill you if they had the opportunity. And like it's like, why is it, like, you can tell it's like confused as to why you haven't attacked him yet. And he's locked, his eyes are locked on you. Miko is going to get a little closer because they are pretty far away,
mm-hmm.
and has heard like the commotion, but like still staying far back with the baby, but also like, what's up in here? So that's going to be Miko's turn. And Tuffy, it is your turn.
And I'm outside with the baby.
So Miko will, I think, head back to where you are. And like, what is that noise?
I don't know, Miko.
You look so worried.
I haven't been in there.
You're deeply worried.
Yes. This is a lot of pressure on me. I am the leader of this whole situation.
Okay. You leading outside here?
No.
Miko. Miko, like, moonwalks.
What are you doing? What are you doing with your feet?
I don't know. It feels good on my feet.
That is awesome.
Try it. Miko's going to spend his turn kind of rubbing his feet in a circle as he spins backwards.
You got to teach me that.
I will.
Listen, I'm going to go.
$20.
I need to just, I know that I said that I was going to stay with baby, but I just need to check. Can I make some sort of hearing?
Yeah, make a keen hearing check. So with advantage, make a perception check.
10.
Yeah, it sounds like a commotion in there. It's hard, like there are other creatures in there, but I think you don't fully understand what you're hearing.
Is that?
You can use your movement to move towards something or away from something or whatever. There's your action would be to like bite on something or whatever, but you can use your action to take a double move, so you can close a further distance in a shorter amount of time. So you can move, use your whole turn to move closer, otherwise you kind of lose it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that I need to gain ground just to get everybody in my eyes. So.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So I will say with a double movement, you can run all the way in there and be next to Gray in the temple, and you see these kobolds' arms drawn.
Okay.
Their sharp teeth in their hands. Oh, do you still have that that druid staff?
Always.
So you can't get through the doorway because it's too long. you're hitting your mouth on the doorway. On the staff.
Okay, so I drop it right outside, only to gather it when we leave.
Okay, cool.
I know where it is. And I go inside.
Cool. And that is the end of your turn, saddling up next to Gray. After that, the kobolds are going to go.
So now there are three wolves.
Huh?
Just so they know, there are three wolves.
Now they see these three wolves. So the kobold in front of you is going to take a swing on you, Harland. And another one, I'm going to say three kobolds are going to take.
There are three?
Well, there's five total.
There's five? I thought there were two.
We heard two talking, but there's five.
Shit on a brick.
So I'm going to say two attack you, Gray, and one will attack you, Tuppy. So first one. One hit on Harland. Gray. It's two hits on Gray. And last. Ooh. A natural 20 on Tuppy. Okay.
That's extra damage.
That means the double the die. All right. So one hit on Harland. Harland, you take 5 points of piercing damage. Gray. 3 damage. 6 damage total to Gray.
Ouch.
And then after that, the natural 20 on you. So that's double die. 7 damage. This is, you have, what, 18 health? Okay. You guys, kobolds, though not super strong in the scheme of like regular characters, can do some damage to some wolves. So you all, that was their turn. After that, Gray, it is your turn.
Okay, I'm going to attack. Is there one that's within 5 feet of both me? And
yes, Tuck? For sure.
Okay, great. That's going to be a 14 to hit.
Hits.
That's going to be 8 points of damage. And 8 points of damage, and then the
strength check. Okay, makes this strength save, but is you almost rip out this kobold's throat in front of you. It's like just like squirming, like deeply, deeply wounded by this.
Mm-hmm.
After that, do you do anything else with your turn, or I'm not sure.
That's it.
After that, Gray, it's back around to Harland. Harland, you are still sort of by yourself because these two close distance with you and the other three are near them. So let me know what you do.
Am I within 5 feet now? Because I readied an action last time.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. The problem was you readied an action for something that didn't happen, unfortunately.
They acted before me in initiative.
Yes.
So
I will say that you can attack one of them on that turn. I'll give you a two attacks essentially this turn.
Ooh.
Because you didn't get to actually attack last time. Maybe. So, but you don't, unfortunately, you don't get advantage because you are still by yourself.
Fair.
But you get two attacks.
Wait, but where did I go?
So you went forward and he never moved because they
closed.
Because
by the time I moved,
them.
I was surrounded already. They came up and
closed. Oh. Yeah. So can I?
So you're getting into attack twice, but it's each a straight attack.
You can move to him to get pack tactics, but you will take a two attacks of opportunity from the two on you.
I'll attack.
What do you have?
4. I got an 8.
Oh, okay. So that misses, unfortunately.
17.
That hits.
Okay. 5 damage.
5 damage? You badly wound one in front of you. It has this sort of like leather armor on it.
Okay.
But you're able to like bite through it and crunch into its chest. Okay. It's really gross. He's like, I kind of don't know how to. I'm used to fighting murlocs. After that, Harlan's turn. Miko is like, you guys okay in there?
Help!
No!
No. Ah.
Gonna step over the stick, and I think he like leaves the elf baby in the hallway behind him to step forward, like still within sight. Okay. And I think with that he can get to the one closest to Gray.
Cool.
And is gonna try to take an attack with pack tactics to knock this one out. Hits for sure, luckily, because he had a nat 1 and an 18. And this one's dead. No roll necessary. It had one health left. Miko just is like, hey, what's going on in here? And bites the like head off of a kobold. after that, Tuffy, it is your turn. Lay of the land, two next to Harlan and two next to you guys and one dead next to you. So you still have pack tactics if you attack any of them over here.
Mm-hmm. I've got to attack.
Cool.
And I rolled twice.
Mm-hmm. Roll twice, take fire.
Natural 20, baby.
Awesome.
Got right back at him.
Tuffy, your pack is in danger.
That
this is
good.
Time for a leader to step up and, you know, defend his pack from whatever the fuck is happening here. You've seen Harlan take some serious damage. You yourself took some serious damage. And you roll, you pounce on this creature. I'll roll that strength save with disadvantage on your nat 20 to see if you knock it. This kobold goes down hard, and roll damage. It's two d4s, right? Is what your normal roll is. So roll four d4, and add two, or add whatever it is.
Ooh.
Oh, you need one more.
Is that all ones?
No, it's two ones and two fours.
Oh, even so.
So that's
10.
12 damage. Tuffy, you don't love the thrill of the kill, but this thing is threatening you all too much. And with that, you slice its throat open with your sharp-ass wolf teeth, killing this creature instantly and throwing it to the ground. This is even the playing field tremendously.
It's disgusting.
It can talk! what? So there are now three kobolds up. It is the kobold's turn.
Okay.
Though. So two are still going to take attacks on Harlan. Okay. One hit. Three damage to Harlan. And then the last one is going to take an attack on you, Tuppy. That hits. Four damage. So you've taken like 11 damage or something like that? Okay. That is the end of the kobold's turn. Now we are at Gray. Gray.
I think there's one near us and two left with Harlan.
Yes.
Okay. Gray badly wants to run and help Harlan, but something in her head lets her know, like, basically lets her know that she will get swung on. You know, like, and that it's just as easy for Tuffy and Miko to help Harlan as it is for her. So some part of her says, like, no, like, keep your head in the game. Don't be swayed by your emotion. Like, do the smartest thing that there is to do. And she's going to take an attack on this last kobold in front of her and Miko and Tuffy. That's going to be a 13 to hit.
That does not hit, unfortunately.
Yikes.
You are thinking in these terms of strategy that are a bit unusual for, I mean, wolves definitely have strategy, but like in straight up like combat strategy, that is sort of a different, subset. And like in this moment, the kobold is able to snap its head back, just out of reach. Mm-hmm. After that, we're back up to Harlan. You have these two wolves, two kobolds in front of you. One of them pretty hurt.
Okay, I'm gonna go for the hurt one.
Okay.
That one.
Oh, damn. Harlan, it's hard. You're by yourself up here and unfortunately can't make purchase on this this one. It's like, it seems like they have a little bit of a pack tactic
going on. I
don't
like this thing.
The dice tray is treating you wrong.
I'm not gonna use it anymore.
It is now Miko's turn. Miko's going to attack the one close by. Again, like, I think I get what we're doing. Miko hits. And this one has been hit or has not been hit?
Has not.
Okay. Miko hits it for... Oh, sorry. 8 damage. This one is also brutally injured on death's door. As Miko has proven to be very effective in this fight.
Yeah.
Just like... Miko's also like a little smaller, like just like kind of like a small, mean wolf. After that, Tuffy, it is your turn. There's this one that's deeply injured in front of you, and then Harlan's out there by himself fighting too. If you run to Harlan, you have to take a swing of opportunity from the one nearby. But otherwise, you can just attack the one on you.
Hmm? The one is almost dead.
And the one near Harlan is not.
There's two near Harlan. One's hurt, but the other's fresh. And then the one near you is very close to dead.
Well, I feel the very strong urge to check on Harlan, as I always do.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like...
Also, this is another option. You can disengage, which is an action, so you won't get an attack, but get up to Harlan, and then he would have advantage.
Right, I want to get close to proximity.
But you won't get to attack if you... But you won't get an attack on you either.
And the kobolds will go before I get to go, right?
Yeah.
So those are your three options: is run over there, take an attack, but also attack, kill the one next to you, or try to, or disengage and just like be a body next to Harlan.
I want to give it attack, and I also take one. That you said.
Yeah.
I want to do that option.
Okay, so this guy's going to swing on you as you run away from. Out of his reach to help Harlan. He does hit. So that is 5 damage.
How many hit points are you at?
2. 16.
You've taken 16 damage. How much did you have 2. Total?
You have 2 left.
You have 2 hit points left.
Oh, okay. But check, all right, so there's the wounded one in front of you that... Well, that one wounded you behind you that as you ran away to like help Harlan. But Harlan's fighting two, one of which is hurt.
Oh, so now you get to attack.
Okay, yeah. And I will attack the injured one.
Cool. And you do this with advantage because Harlan's right there as well.
So 11.
11 does not hit. After Tuffy is the 3 remaining kobolds. This one over here is going to take... An attack on Miko. Nat 1.
Miko has incredible luck.
Miko is very lucky. As
something we could have found out earlier.
Okay. So, there are 2 kobolds in front of the 2 of you. You're both pretty badly injured, correct?
I'm okay.
Okay.
But he's very bad. Old.
I'm gonna...
If there's any way... For Harlan to notice that Tuffy has just once again turned around to help him and just got his shit fucked up in the process, and Harlan can put himself in front of Tuffy.
Harlan, make a... Is there any kind of check on your sheet that feels like it feels in line with what you're trying to do? That... I'd allow a roll of some kind to like try to persuade them to hit you or be more of like a target. I think a persuasion roll makes sense, or an intimidation, or one of those two.
Maybe persuasion.
Okay, cool.
9.
Okay. One of them is going to take an attack on each of you.
Okay.
Harlan. I'll roll yours first. 18. So it hits. 6 damage.
Okay. Oh, shit.
As it slashes you with a dagger. Next attack will be on Tuffy. It's cocked. Does an 11 hit. Your armor class. No.
Whoa, bitch!
You see the blood in your eyes as you've been slashed across the head. You feel woozy, and this thing slashes out at you. But you instinctively duck your head away from this blade under it. It would have straight up possibly killed you if it connected. After that, Tuffy, you very narrowly avoided going unconscious and then having to make death saves as a wolf with no healer in the party. After that, it is Gray's turn.
Gray's going to turn to Miko and say, "Help them!" And is going to go after the one right in front of me and Miko that's injured. Yeah. That's going to be a 14.
That hits.
Sorry, yeah, 15.
No roll necessary. This dude is toast. You deck this kobold, driving its own knife into its chest.
Gray punches it.
Good job.
Gray roundhouse kicks it. After that, Harland, it is your turn.
Okay.
You have pack tactics, finally. You
fantastic.
Can roll with advantage.
14.
Hits.
Thank God, bitch.
So that one in front of you is injured.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh, so there are two left.
Yes, there's the two in front of you are the only ones left.
Okay. 6 damage.
The injured one, you are able to just slash his guts out with your teeth. It's fucked up.
Okay.
We're not. Cool. It feels weird to relish in, but yeah, you bite him in the stomach anytime.
Oh God!
After that, the last one is standing. Miko rushes up. It's like okay, and takes a flying leap. 14 hits.
Amazing.
And does 8 damage to this one as well, almost killing it as he jumps through the air, slashing at it with his sharp ass teeth. It's still up though. Tuffy, it is your turn. You get to take this attack.
14.
That is their exact armor class. Ooh. As this last one, who definitely would have taken a swing at you to try to at least get one of the wolves, is hit. And no roll necessary. This thing had 1 health left as you take the finishing blow on this last kobold. Its dagger clatters to the ground. You guys are in this pyramid. 5 dead kobold warriors.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Me too.
Why are you sorry?
Shelter wasn't worth this.
Miko runs out, comes back with the baby. He's like, "See, this is violence."
is Miko uninjured?
Miko's uninjured.
I'm going to look at Miko and say, "Miko, can you go to where these little two legs kept their food and see if they have any meat food for Harland and Tuffy to eat?"
Yeah, of course. He goes over to like kind of the fire area where they were maybe like cooking some stuff. Natural 20, he finds they were doing some meal prep.
They had a bunch of Tupperware.
They caught a couple of wild turkeys. And there are these like big old birds on the ground, perfectly cooked.
Wow.
I'm going to take, as Miko's doing that, I'm going to take the basket and put it over, and for the first time in my life, be unafraid of fire. And I'm going to go over to near where this fire is and put the baby near it so that the basket can get nice and warm. And if there's any dampness in the towel or whatever, it can dry off. And, I'm going to look over to Tuffy and Harland, who are both... I'm also injured, but I look, I think, better than Harland and Tuffy look. And I'm going to say, "Miko found some turkeys. Why don't we lie down by the fire and rest?"
Oh, that sounds great. Yeah, I'm not getting up. I can't go anywhere.
Miko comes over and starts licking you guys.
Yeah, I'm going to join Miko and start licking their wounds as well.
Everybody, let's lick it off. Let's lick it off.
That feels nice.
And Miko also says, "I think there's some pretty cool stuff in here," and motions to near these piles of, I don't know what they are, these kind of cylindrical, flat, circled things that are really shiny, and it's a soft metal, but there are just stacks and stacks of them. Does anybody want to make any, investigation checks or anything like
that? Yeah, I'll do that.
And you can do it. Miko can help you, too.
That is a 14.
On a 14, the first thing you would notice with these kind of cuts into it that are really not really done much to it. Yeah, you notice that the fire is clearly they broke down stuff in this temple to make a fire. It was dry wood, so they were this will be better than anything outside as it started raining. There is this like weird kind of like smooth wood, rounded, like essentially like papoose looking thing. It's like, it looks like a big wooden peanut,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, like,
yeah.
And there are some like kind of like marks on it that you realize are the daggers where they tried to like break it up, and it didn't do anything to it. It's like just some, and it has like this little hole in the center. Everyone make an investigation check.
16.
10.
6.
Yeah, like you look
no,
around.
Seven, sorry.
Gray, you look around and you notice like on the wall, there's a depiction of these like kind of like elvish, gnomish looking people that like, look, they look very much like the initial druid that you met, but like it seems like it's a different culture, a different species, different kind of being. They have this, that thing is depicted on the wall, and it shows, you're looking at pictures again for the first time, and you're trying to rationalize what this is. But there is a depiction of what looks to be like a smaller version of the creature smiling in that object on the wall. Like, they have depicted the papoose-like thing on the wall with a baby in it.
But with a baby in it. I'm looking up. I still have, like, blood in my fur. But after I've made sure that, like, Harland and Tuffy have some, like, turkey in front of them and are, like, resting by the fire, Gray is seated up in that way you see wolves, like, if you see, like any, like, wolf crescent moon art, where her butt's on the ground, seated, but her front legs are fully extended, so that's that regal, like, head is way up, kind of seated, and her tail is kind of up and swishing. She's looking around at all the carvings in the temple, and out loud speaking, in very much like the way like a scientist in a sci-fi movie would do in the alien room, she's like, these are howls.
What do you mean, like howls?
They're
like
howls?
Talking? What, howls?
The same way we have things we need to tell each other over long distances. The elves here needed to tell each other over long spans of time. These are howls. They're stories.
Okay. Wow. This place, if these walls could howl.
they can.
Oh, cool. He rolled a two.
I'm gonna start sort of just narrating through what I can see to my companions, and I'm gonna look over at the shape and go, these are, the object on the wall is shaped like the object here, which means that the people that made this place wanted us to know something about this, because it on the wall is a story about it here. I'm going to go investigate the papoose, and I see that striking it didn't work, but I see the smiling baby in it, and I'm going to nudge it up the little mountain of coins towards the baby in the bassinet, the baby in the basket.
Yeah, Gray, you use your nose to push it. It's sort of like oblong, so it rolls kind of weird. But yeah, rolls right up next to the baby, baby Freya in the basket. And the baby looks at it. It's like one. It's like not like like a baby baby.
Yeah.
And like kind of slaps it. And to your surprise, you see this baby just get like crawl towards it. And just dump its head in, and just feet dangling out, sits in the papoose, and then just kind of roll around, and then just sit in there and smile, then go to sleep.
Great. I know I'm injured, but did the druid point his staff closer to you? Because you, it's like you're more awake than the rest of us. It's incredible. These hologram things, you just figured out. He jumped right in that thing.
Well, I don't know. I think even before we were awake, it's always been sort of strange, you know? The whole world is full of Tommies. God. Tommies of other Tommies, even. I've never been able to think about thinking about them, but I have always thought about them. Any wolf knows what it means when a deer track is heavy in the dirt or soft. We all know what it means when the wind changes and you smell something you didn't smell before. But there are puzzles like that everywhere. And there are many that we just couldn't see before, and now we can see them.
When you say that, Gray, you're looking at the different howls on the walls, and you see one that has something that maybe the kobolds didn't notice. There's like a little indent with like a little wooden, it's almost like a drawer with like a little rope handle on it in the wall.
I'm going to look at the happy baby in the booth, and I'm going to scoot down the hill there and sliding on the coins. I'm going to look over and make a connection in my head between these stupid, slippery yellow discs and the thing that the horrible man said before, where he said, I'm going to get rich. I'm just going to go like something there and come back to that later. And I'm going to go over and say, I think the little scalies missed this, and I'm going to try to open the drawer with my mouth.
Cool. You can pull on it with your teeth. You pull it, and it hits the ground, this little wooden drawer. It actually shatters when it hits the ground because the wood is so old. When it hits the ground, you see a couple of items that were being stored in here just pop out of the splintered wood where that drawer came apart. You see a small black dagger. You see what appears to be like, it's hard to say. Like, it feels like kind of like what those kobolds were wearing, or even any of the people you saw were wearing. But it's this shiny, almost like these piles of metal around, but like a different color. It's like a little more like moonlight to you. Mm-hmm. You see like a... almost like the druid staff, but like a small one, mm-hmm. just a smaller one. And then these two little, what other creatures that stand on two legs wear on their feet.
I'm going to call to my friends who I know are resting, but I'll say, I think we should come look at these. This is something special.
Oh God! All the way over there, right?
Miko walks over, just like passes Tuffy with ease, like dibs. Call it. All of this stuff's mine.
Harlan doesn't move. Harlan does not. Harlan is depressed.
Is this another one of your pupsels?
Pupsels? No, I don't think so. Maybe. Well, maybe. Interesting. Is it a puzzle?
You look at the walls with the different howls around it, and though it doesn't necessarily feel like a puzzle, it feels like you probably solved what was here, but like there is like more information, it feels like, to be gleaned from the different depictions on the wall.
I think I'll look out and I will sniff around. I'll look at these four objects really quick. Is there any... my eye kind of goes... I think that the dagger and the armor don't catch my attention that much, but I think I want to just give a closer look at the boots and the staff.
Cool.
Is there more? Do I
make,
like...
yeah. Make a... I'll allow you to make either a nature or a arcana check, maybe?
Cool. I'll do a nature check.
Or if you want survival, maybe like...
I can do it like a little sniffing. Or yeah. I'll just do
and Miko's little... going to like nose around and help, give you the help action.
12.
Yeah, like those other things maybe weren't super interesting to you, mm-hmm. but you notice that this little like gnarled piece of wood, mm-hmm. almost like bone like at one end and then comes out to a point, I think you see a howl on the wall that sort of looks like it represents that.
I'm gonna sort of softly pick that up in my mouth and absent-mindedly just sort of wander off to start looking at more of the carvings on the wall. And I think, Gray, I fully just get lost in it. That's just like, that's going to be what the rest of what I'm doing.
Really. Yeah. So like the walls are covered with stories. Like you see, like, I think what you would come to understand, like you see these objects and you see if you can like find them on the walls. Like you see, eventually find what appears to be depictions of each. There is that black dagger that you found on the ground. It's more of a sword in the hands of these like other like creatures. It looks more of like a slashing weapon. And you see a small folk holding it up, you know, like you don't see any things that seem like murlocs or kobolds here on the walls. That seems like maybe that has happened way since these people lived. You see, like, you do see these like weird apes on the walls, like, you know, like almost like two-footed humanoid, but like more animal-like. You see them fighting those. You see the one with the dagger, it is like holding it up against this winged creature. It's like the drawings are pretty rudimentary, so it's like hard to get much detail out of it. But yeah, like it's like seems like the stories of heroes and villains and things like that across the walls. You do find where that piece of wood you found was, and there is a depiction of someone using it, whatever that means. And it seems like whatever it is pointing it at is like shackled, or like it is like something happens to it and it cannot move. There's this sort of shiny clothing thing, and a warrior is wearing what appears to be a depiction of that and like fighting, and it seems like that is part of what they would carry with them into battle. Those little black shoes, or you know, like foot coverings or whatever, paw coverings, you see someone, there's one frame of them running and then one frame of them running vertically. Mm-hmm. So those are, yeah, like I think you'd spend the next couple hours like exploring the idea of these things, and you see those things there.
Yeah, also, I'm not sure what my companions are doing, but I think Gray's going to spend as long as she needs, like, looking at all of those, and is eventually going to come back over to her companions with the stick in her mouth, look at the other objects, look at the little pup in the bassinet and the papoose. Miko.
Huh?
Stay still.
Okay.
I'm going to shake the stick in my mouth at Miko.
Okay. You shake the stick in your mouth at Miko?
Yeah.
Okay. There are, you feel like, two options. One feels like it maybe doesn't quite apply as much to Miko.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe one that would use more of this. There is something to be used in this piece of wood. One feels like less to do with the situation and less to do with Miko, and would require less of it. And one feels like it would require more of it.
I want to, as I start doing that, I suddenly stop and I say, wait, and I do the thing that requires less effort and has nothing to do with Miko.
It doesn't seem to do anything to it, but you do feel like something charged within this.
All right. I'm going to do the thing that does have to do with Miko.
Miko goes, yeah.
Miko, can you move?
Uh-uh.
You're trying to move and you can't.
Miko shakes in place, but like only it's like his body is vibrating.
The thing that so far we've seen Harland do and Roan do, I drop the stick and play like
oh God, I want to do that so bad.
Miko frozen in place.
It's elf magic. It's elf magic. Mm-mm. The stick. They put a power in the stick that moves sideways through the world. It's not from, you can't see it or smell it. It's a big wolf that pins you down, but you can't see it or stop it.
I feel completely pinned down by some big wolf. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Something tells me that Miko wouldn't be able to do it if he had the stick.
We could try.
Okay.
Miko.
Yeah?
Are you able to move now? You're able to move?
After some time, Miko kind of comes out of it. He immediately picks up the stick and looks at you and says, nice try, asshole. And it doesn't work.
Okay. Don't call me an asshole.
I'm sorry.
Wow. Okay. 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 Wow. Wow. Wow.
Now I'm just spitballing here. And I'm a little woozy. But does it seem like all this stuff is for a two-legged creature?
Well, they are, but I don't think two legs have... I don't think two legs would expect a group of wolves to have been awakened like we were. So I think that even though this is not for us, we can make it for us.
I guess what I'm saying is these paw coverings, we can't fit in them.
Well...
Who can?
Try. We'll try.
A deeply wounded Tuffy puts his paws in these, like, straight-up shoes. But you see... You look down at your paws and you see them, like, shrink wrap around your paws, like, to become fitted.
Uh-huh.
And you feel like a...
Oh, something's happening.
Jump up on the wall. Like if you were trying to bound into a tree.
Are you kidding me?
Just jump up on the wall!
And we'll say you guys have had a short rest, so you have recovered a little bit.
I'm feeling okay. Yeah. These boots are supportive.
Yeah. And you, you're able to climb up these walls. Your back legs are just sort of dangling.
Holy shaz, look at this. Look at this, it's working. It's like your picture. Look at me. Oh, it feels good.
You see this wolf just sort of dangling its back legs off. It's just like oddly floppy.
Oh. Oh my. It's real elf magic. You're up on the wall.
You gotta try this, Harlan.
It's not for me.
Come on, I could take off the shoes. You could try it. I'm sure it'll work for you.
It's not for me. He just sort of sits with the baby.
Harlan just feels like he's been fucking up so much today. He feels like he didn't deserve to be awakened with them.
Mm-hmm.
And he can't get in the spirit.
Harlan, listen to me. We're a pack, and I know that you might feel guilty for leading us into a battle that we, you know, got hurt, but we're all here. We're all still alive. We're all together. And I know I'm a little bit younger than you, but frankly, you need to get over it.
You almost died, Tuffy. You almost died coming back for me again. You don't come back for me another time.
Fine.
Not with the pup now.
If you promise me that you'll be in a little bit more of better spirits, then I promise you that I won't check in on you anymore.
I can't promise to be in better spirits.
Hey, deals off.
I'll pretend if you want me to.
Please.
Fine. Wow, cool socks.
Harlan, you don't have to be in better spirits. But you do have to use the gift you were given.
Why?
Because then all of this was for nothing if you don't. We've lost our pack. A being that understands far more about this forest and this world than us needs us to do this.
The magic elf wouldn't have known that I'm too old to use his gift.
You're not too old. You're too scared.
Easy for you to say.
And Harlan just curls up next to the baby.
Ooh. Miko just was too close to this conversation. He's watching it. And like, okay. And just kind of slinks back. Do you guys do anything else tonight?
I'm going to collect not only that stick, but that black dagger as well. And hold on to that. And I'm going to look at the sort of armor that's there and nudge it towards Miko.
Cool. Miko looks at it and kind of nudges his body into it. It's sort of like for, I'll just say what it is, because I'm having a hard time describing it in wolf terms. It's a mithril chain shirt. Uh-huh. And just kind of slinks it on and is like, wow, look at this. Like shimmies, like here's this like kind of slinky chain noise.
Okay.
Do I look good? No one said anything?
You look good.
It just took a second, so okay, whatever. Yeah, he has that on.
I'll look over, and I think at a certain point, does Harlan actually go to sleep after curling up or no?
Probably not.
Yeah. I'll suggest that some of us stay on guard. Near the entrance to this, even in the rain. Tuffy, do you want to keep guard with me?
Absolutely.
Miko goes straight to sleep. He's like, I got the next one.
Mm-hmm. Looking up at the sort of fire, which I think also Gray will keep the fire going.
Yeah, like you realize it's getting smaller. And then, yeah, there are little other pieces to the side that they haven't used yet. So you realize when they go in there, it gets brighter.
Toss some on. Over by the door, looking out into the rain and the dark, keeping a watchful eye out on the path leading up here, I'm just going to look over at you and say, I don't think either of us... It's possible to know something without understanding it. I think we both know what Harlan's going through, but I don't think we understand.
It's painful to watch. I can't imagine being so close to the end of your life like he is. Must be a drag.
I think it is a drag. I think this was a very big adventure to ask of a wolf so close to the end of their life. I think for you and me, we can feel our youth and can feel that there might be a wild life ahead of us. Time to make sense of this. That if we survive this mission, that maybe we could find a way for the world to make sense now. I think Harland feels like maybe this is a little cruel. To have to change so much when he's already so tired.
Oh, man. I never thought about it this way, but can't imagine learning all of this new information with, you know, the analog brain that he's got. Well, I need to be easier on him. And we just need to make sure that we can get the most out of him.
He's... still very strong.
Very strong.
And we need him to believe in himself if we're going to survive. But I think he needs time to mourn. I just wanted to check in because I think I was not kind. I think watching him give up a little bit, even for a moment, is very frightening.
Did you hear me? I told him he needs to get over it. I feel so stupid.
No. And here, I think Gray is hitting the limits of her newfound intelligence, where she goes like, you can say something to someone that's true. And have it not be the right thing to say.
Yeah, I can. Specifically me. The way you put it like that, God.
I think what I just said is right, but it feels very complicated.
These like mind explosions happening with these wolves.
I'm like, yeah, well, he does need to get over it, but maybe it was wrong to say that.
Brain's fizzing.
Just the mental effort of like.
These are some of the leadership roles that I hope to one day, you know, pick up. You know, Roan doesn't talk the same way he talks to the cubs as he does to the hunters and gatherers.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You would say something differently to different people based on who they are, even if you feel the same way. Yes, that makes sense. It's a lot.
I got one more crazy thing I just can't not say. And I don't know if it's too weird, but what if we put the shoes on the baby?
I don't hate that idea. I really don't.
Because I was thinking, you know, everything's like small. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm just getting all this brain stuff, but it seems like, you know, we kept putting it on Miko because he was the smallest thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. You're the
Miko wakes up at the mention of his name. He's like, what? What'd you say to me?
Oh, we were just talking about how many zingers you had today. Have you always been this funny?
I don't know.
So proud. So proud of
him. I don't even know. Miko takes over for you guys. Is there anything anyone else wants to do before getting along?
I'll say one last, as we're going to bed, I go, shoes on the baby. If the baby goes up on the ceiling, how do we get the baby down?
Interesting.
Cool. With that, Miko takes up from watch, and I'll say you guys get a full night's rest.
Woo!
Woo!
The next morning, I'm going to roll some things. You guys wake up, fire's out at this point. You have your items. All this bright yellow stuff in here, but I don't know if you know what to do with that.
I have a bag.
Well, we have this little papoose, right? Mm-hmm. I am going to take
a papoose?
Papoose is like this, like kind of like a, I don't know the exact definition of it, but I consider it to be like a sort of a pouch that's like a baby holder with like a protected head thing.
Okay.
So it's like a, yeah, just like a thing that is designed to hold a baby and protect it. And this is sort of a magical, it seems like you smell like some sort of properties on this thing that like will be extremely effective at doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to grab a couple of these little golden discs, mm-hmm, just with my mouth, and I'm going to spit them and hide them in the blankets of the papoose.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to look at my friends and say, stupid two legs like these, and we might need a stupid two leg to help us before this journey is over.
Mm.
Miko, swallow a couple more.
Gum. Is that enough? Gum.
I don't know. Gum. I have no idea.
God, you really are going after them.
Jesus Christ.
Flinching.
Just throws up some of them. Too many. I can carry the baby first. What do you guys want to do?
Up to you, leader.
Me?
No.
Okay.
I think we keep heading east.
Cool. You guys take off the next morning. The sun is out. It feels like a new day. There's not, you successfully sought shelter from this storm. And as you step out of this temple, you see a path going east. Out of this area. It's like more of that like kind of hewn rock. It feels like a cobblestone trail that eventually tapers off into just sort of like a dirt path. And as you guys start going along this trail, suddenly from the trees above you, you see branches shake. And then out of nowhere, a green noxious gas comes at you guys and hits you. And in the confusion of this gas, you see several shapes duck in and out. You hear Miko go, hey, wait, hey! And you see three hairless gray apes bound through the gas, holding the papoose and jumping away from you all into the trees nearby. Let's roll initiative as we end this episode.
Ah,
not the baby!
17.
7.
7.
And our dex is the same.
That's it for this week on the Rotating Heroes podcast. A very fun ep. Wow. You guys got a bunch of cool stuff that we can talk about in the Ark Bark, but we are hitting a very dangerous stride. Well, let's go around one more time with our socials. And if anyone wants to plug anything, Dova.
Maddie Cordova, all around, baby.
Is he?
Rose Bellin, Sex Life Cousin Girls, Tavern Manager 20.
Clear.
At Brennan LM on Twitter, at Brennan Lee Mulligan on Instagram. Check out Dimension 20 on YouTube or on dropout.tv.
Hell yeah. And at Zach Oyama and other things. What a fun app. We'll see you next week for the Ark Bark. Thanks.
I hope that you've enjoyed that episode of Rotating Heroes. This has been Arc 5 with Matt Cordova, Izzy Rowland, and Brennan Lee Mulligan with Zach Oyama as your Dungeon Master. As always, please, if you've enjoyed this episode, take 2 seconds to drop us a review and help new Rotators find the show. And if you're enjoying it and want more Rotating Heroes in your life, then make sure you check out the Rotating Heroes Patreon, which is patreon.com/rotatingheroespod, or just in the description below you right there. We also have a Discord. And there's loads of other ways that you can get involved with the show. So make sure you go check out all those links. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I hope that you have a wonderful time.
Bye.